I think potential only exists in your imagination.
We go into a lot of situations expecting ourselves or our thinking out of other people. The I could do this is the potential.
I think potential is like signs, and it's telling you the ways that you could go.
But all potential really is when Raven would have the visions beforehand, and it didn't happen yet.
It's all projection.
Get on my, get on my, get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
So I was on Threads, and I swore this was a video. I swore it was a video, but clearly it was not. Jakon Milan, I'll link the thread in the description at some point. They said, somebody told me, the potential you see in other people isn't real. It is the projection of what you would do in their position. And what are y'all thoughts on that?
I don't agree with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I believe potential is real. I don't think it's a projection of what you would do if you was in the position, because everybody say they would do this, this, and this if they had whatever and don't do it. So it's a lot that comes with, like, potential is just based off the your capability. It's not what you will do or should do. It's just what you're capable of doing with what you have.
Okay.
So I feel like potential is real.
What about you?
I think potential only exists in your imagination. I just don't think. I think it's like, it's this is what you could do, but it doesn't. It's made up. It's like everything else, but I mean, it's just made up. Like, all right, this is what you could do in this scenario, similar to what you said, but it's not real because it doesn't mean anything. It just is like, all right, this is how far you could possibly go. And at the end of the day, it's like, it's just made up. So like somebody else can see, they can say you have potential, but if you don't see the potential in you, like, then what? Do you not have potential? Like, can you not do the thing just because you don't see it? Or because maybe you see it and somebody else doesn't see it. So I just feel like it's just all in the imagination. So not to say it's not real per se, it's just not. There's a word I can't think of right now. I'm going to think of it later.
Tangible?
Tangible, thank you. All right, I didn't think of it later. But yes, it's not tangible.
Okay, that was kind of my answer. That's why.
Ooh, my bad.
No, it's fine. I mean, all right, so I feel like it is, so I actually agree with the statement, because I feel like a lot of times, and I've done this in the past, when you're looking at someone and you're looking at their potential, yes, you do look at like what their capabilities are, but a lot of times it's not necessarily based on, some of it is based on what you've seen them do, but a lot of it is based on what you hope that they would do versus what they've actually shown you.
But the statement was, it's a projection of what you would do if you were in their shoes.
Yeah, a lot of times I hope that people would do what I would do. Because a lot of situations, even if we're doing it subconsciously or not, we go into a lot of situations expecting ourselves or our thinking out of other people. So if I'm looking at you and I'm like, you know, I see so much in you and like, I want you to do this thing. In my head, I want you to do this thing how I would do it. Because I'm looking at the things and I'm like, okay, let's say it's an athlete, right? And I'm like, I'll do soccer because that was the sport that I played well. So if I'm looking at this person and they're a soccer player and I'm like, oh, I see how far you could go with this. In my mind, I'm looking at like, okay, well, if you would just, you know, you keep playing, you play into high school, you do this, you learn this move, you work with da-da-da-da. And I'm like, that's the stuff that I would have done if I wanted to go to the league. That might not be something that you would do. You might not look at it from that perspective. So I think that the potential that I'm looking at is the potential of you, of what you could do if you did what I think you should do or what I would do in your shoes. That makes sense.
I still don't agree with that. Just because a lot of people that be talking about you should do this, this, and this, they don't even have the right to tell you what you should do or what potential that you actually have. They ain't do nothing with their potential.
I know.
So how can I believe that you see potential, see my potential, when you don't even see your own potential?
Well, I was going to say, I think sometimes the you being in the driver's seat, you're not able to see how you look driving. So, like, you're not able, somebody else may be able to see that you have potential for something that you don't, you never would have imagined yourself doing. So I think people can still see it, even if you're not paying attention to it. Because sometimes you're just so in it, and you're just missing all of the cues that would be like, hey, you would be a great speaker. And you're like, what are you talking about? I'm not, what do you mean? And they're like, well, I mean, you got great crowd control. Like, you know, you have great time, and you got all of these things. And you're like, I'm just talking. Like, what are you talking about? And, like, sometimes it takes somebody else's eye to be able to see you in that light.
Yeah. I also feel like it could be like a misdiagnosis. So if we're sticking on Shakoya, she was an amazing soccer player. If everybody's saying, oh, nah, you go to school and go to college, play soccer, you could go to the major leagues. But I want to sing. Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, soccer is the way.
Because they saw the potential of soccer.
But you know you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
And that's why potential ain't real.
That's not the point.
I could do this, but that's not what I'm here to do.
And the I could do this is the potential. Yeah. And that's what they're looking at. But it's like you could do this, and I'm seeing it in this specific way. Because this is what I would do. Like, even when people give people advice, a lot of times it'd be a projection of what they experience. Like, especially unsolicited advice. A lot of times it'd be just like, this is what I went through, so this is what you're going to go through. And it's not always just a thing of like, this is what could happen if you did decide to do this. But it's just like, I think a lot of things that we talk about, a lot of things that we do or perspectives that we have, it's all projection.
I agree with that.
Fine.
Like, there's so many different things and nuances that comes with a person actually acting on their potential. Mm-hmm. I'm learning personally, it's so much unlearning. That must be done. So it's like, I want to do this, this, and this. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But years and years of programming, generational stuff that I didn't even have to deal with, but now I'm the person in my family that has to overcome it so I can do this, or so my kids or my nieces, nephews are able to do whatever they want, like the thing that they want to do. So it's like, I can see this in you. You great at this. But I'm not in a space where I can receive this blessing or this gift in the way that I'm supposed to be receiving.
But that's like, that's the potential. That the I see this in you, that's literally the potential right there. Like, that's what they're looking at. And when they're looking at it, a lot of times it's just like, yeah, because if I was you, I would do that. And because I can see it in you. I could see you, if you just did a little bit more unlearning, you did a little bit more this or that, or they'd be like, you know, I would have just did it this way, but like, I see you got something in you that either you're ignoring, or maybe you see it too, but like, I can see it. That's potential.
Yeah. I also, when you initially read the question, I was thinking of a totally different example. It was pretty much from, I don't know if y'all probably won't remember this, but when I was watching Dragon Ball Z, it was a time where Gohan and Goku were fighting Cell, and Gohan was like pretty much saying like, yo, dad, why don't you go harder? Like, why don't you fight harder? He's like, bro, I'm fighting as hard as I can. You comparing me to what you would do. Like, you're comparing me to what you, like, you have a lot more to give than I do. This is everything I have. And I think when I heard it, that's what I was thinking of initially. And I think that sometimes, like, we can see people doing something and, like, us being like, you have potential for it is, like, us subconsciously saying that I would love to do this thing. I see something in, like, I know, I see it in you, and I was like, I would love to do it, but because I'm not going to do it, I would love for you to do it. And it's just that kind of thing, which is sad to say, but, yeah.
I was going to say, or sometimes it's not because I'm not going to do it. Sometimes it's like, I'm doing it, and I would love for you to do this too, because I see something in you. And either way, it still be like a, it's all your perspective. So it is all a projection. Because that's just like when people saying, I see myself in you.
My thing, my issue with the projection part is, just because you say that you would do this if you was me, let you be me, you're not going to do it.
But I can't be you, and that's the key. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you I see it in you, yeah. So you can do it. And I can watch and live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of that is like social media and all that stuff. Like, they see the potential. Like, I like what you're doing. I see where you're going. I'm a follow. Yeah. No? Okay.
I'll shake my head as I don't like it.
Oh. So do y'all feel like potential is a real thing? Or
I do.
You do. What about you?
It's real because I think your imagination is real, but it's not real in the sense of it being tangible. Like, it doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. Like, it's just potential. It's just like, it's just energy that you haven't used yet. So it's like, if you don't put it towards something, it just goes somewhere else. And it's like, well, that was a waste of the energy. So I think it's not real until action is put behind. With it, yeah.
But once action is put behind it, it's not potential anymore.
I know, and that's the reason why I don't think it's real. Like, I think that's when it becomes a real thing, but, like, before then, it's just stuff in your head.
I think potential is like signs, and it's telling you the ways that you could go. You're funny.
I mean, yeah, but, like, some signs are, like, I think potential is, like, a spiritual sign, right? It's, like, it's not a tangible thing. It exists. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but, like, be like, yo, I got a sign from God. All right, show me what the sign from God is.
Did you say it's not real?
I was saying it exists. It's not, like, a tangible thing. Like, it's like, it's real because I think imagination is real. So, but I think potential is all in the imagination.
Let that sink in. This is cool. I was acting like I said something.
Hilarious.
I feel like... you got something?
I do, but you go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I do feel like potential... I agree with the signs. Ideology, like, signs are a thing. Signs are something that is real, but signs are not always tangible. Just like potential is not. I don't think potential is the tangible thing. I think sometimes the tangible thing might be a result of the potential, but the potential itself is like, yeah, the potential energy. Like, oh, I just use potential. It's not potential. It's like the energy that may be dormant, the energy that hasn't been tapped into. I'm you know, I like your answers, but you keep taking my stuff before I say it. Like, I literally had the thought, and then you said it, and then I was like, dang, I don't... That's why I was just looking back and forth, because you kept saying what I was going to say. So now I just sound like I'm repeating what he said. But I really did. I thought it first.
You know, sometimes you got to repeat yourself. So you if you want to repeat, so that people can get the message, feel free.
But I think that
feel free.
I do agree that the signs is like the potential. Y'all can go ahead. I'm gonna just sit here.
I was just going to say, I believe potential is real, but it's the thing before, like, you act on it. So, let that sink in. But I was really trying to think of my example, because it was something that was there. I had potential to say something, but I didn't execute on the potential. But I still had potential.
Therefore, whatever you were going to say,
it didn't materialize. Yeah,
so it's not real yet.
So does that mean that it's spiritual?
Ooh. All right. Yeah. So if y'all see me draw something for the very first time and it's decent, you gonna say, "Oh, you have potential to be an amazing artist."
Mm-hmm.
I still have potential, even if I don't act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, you still have potential, even if you don't act on it. But it does. It's not. Go ahead.
How I'm viewing the potential for, like, in the sake of, like, the tweet, the thread that we saw, is I'm saying you have potential, even if you don't act on it. I'm seeing the potential because in my head I would act on it.
I don't think people give advice based off what they would do if they was you.
What?
I don't think people give advice based off what they would do if they were you. I don't think it has anything to do with what they would do.
I completely disagree. Just want to throw that one out there off the rip. Completely disagree. I think people's advice is only ever a reflection of what they would do, because the only thing that they can do is picture what they would do in your shoes. It's never really them picturing you. It's them picturing themselves in your shoes.
I think it's just based off what they've seen other people do with the thing that they see potential in you do.
So when you give advice, what perspective do you give advice from?
I give advice based off the information that was given to me, not based off what I would do, but what I think best suits the situation based off the information that was given.
And your experience? You gotta use your experience in life to even know what potentially would best suit the situation. You use your experience with people, your experience with just like life decisions, you use your experience, like whatever experience you have is always backing that advice that you're giving, so that you could say this thing would probably best suit the scenario. If you have no life experience that you're using, you don't know what would best suit the that person in that situation, because you don't know nothing. You ain't experienced nothing.
So I have a question. Everybody who told you should go on Star Search, did they know how to sing?
No, but they've seen people go on Star Search, and they've seen people get discovered from that. You went way back. I don't even think...
Star Search. I don't think the audience knows Star Search. That's crazy.
I mean, if they're as old as us, then they should know Star Search.
Crazy.
But I think Star Search was dwindling out when we were kids. So... But yeah, like, they hadn't been on Star Search, but their life experience tells them that what singers do is they go on a TV show, they sing, they get discovered, and they have a singing career from there.
So that's not necessarily based off what they would do if they were you. That's based off what they've seen other people with your talent do.
But
I don't think it has anything to do with what they would do.
So, yes, that is correct. But also... them, what they've seen is also a part of their experience. So, like, it's all based around their personal experience. So whether or not they physically went on Star Search themselves or a singer themselves, that's not always the case. But it could be like, well, every person that I've ever seen that's been successful has done this.
So I would do this.
Yeah. So this, based on what I've seen and based on the experiences that I've witnessed, this is what I believe you should do. And because whenever you're giving advice in general, not even just advice, everything is going to be filtered through the lens of your life, like your experiences. You can't give anything without it going through the lens of you. So it's never going to be 100% unbiased. It's going to be you in there regardless. Whether or not you physically went through that experience, that's another thing entirely. But I think you're still giving it based off of what you have experienced, whether or not it's like what you've seen, what you've done, what you heard, that kind of thing.
So I don't believe that. I still don't believe that it's what they would do, because if I have stage fright and I'm telling you to go on a singing competition, y'all, based off what y'all saying, if I was you, I would go on a singing competition. But me having stage fright telling you to go on a singing competition, I can't believe that you would go on a singing competition because you have stage fright. So what are we talking about?
No, the thing is, if I'm the person, you saying the person that giving advice has stage fright?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you're confident. You sing all the time. You've been on stages. You don't have stage fright that I know of. So if I was you,
mm-hmm.
I would go on Star Search. I would go on American Idol. Yeah, awesome. I would go on the X Factor, whatever it is, and I would become a singer that way.
Because if I was you, but you don't know what's going on.
They don't care about that. That don't got nothing to do with the potential that I'm seeing. The potential is you do amazing when you are on stage. Mm. So if I was you, I would just go on stage, sing for the people, and they'll love me, and we win, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, because even somebody saying, if I were you, I would do X, Y, and Z, is just them imagining themselves through the lens, like them imagining themselves as you, like as a version.
Who they think you are.
Yeah, it's not even, it's never actually you. So it's like, you're painting, and I'm like, oh, I can see you, like, you have potential to do sculptures, right? I'm saying, like, or I could be like, if I were you, I would do sculptures. I'm imagining me as you doing sculptures. It's very subtle. It happens very quick, but it's like, I'm not really imagining you at all. I'm imagining myself as you doing sculptures, and that's probably what I would do.
Or, like, if I seen you dodge a wrench, and I was like, you know what? If I was you, I would go play dodgeball. Because if you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. They don't know you got hit 15 times by these other wrenches. Sorry. I don't know.
I'm also not saying you're completely... I don't think you're completely wrong. I do think... I do think there's... What was your point one more time? I just want to make sure. Because I don't think you're wrong. I just want to make sure I'm articulating it correctly.
Basically, I just said they aren't projecting themselves. They are telling you what they think you should do based off what they've seen other people with your talent or gift do.
Mm-hmm. I think that's mixed in there.
Yeah, I just think it's all through their experience. Let me just leave it at that. Like, what they've experienced, what they've witnessed, because it's usually either what you experienced or what you witnessed. Like, based on what I've witnessed in the past, this is what you should do. But they don't. The person who's saying that doesn't always have all of the information anyway.
Yeah, so it's just I don't think they usually have any information. Yeah. But you could go ahead. Inkling of information. My bad.
I was just gonna say.
You good. I was gonna do another.
I know. That sometimes I'm about to make this more complicated than it was originally. So how you said it's part of what they witnessed, I was just going to say also sometimes it's from a perspective of what they've witnessed of you in the past too. So like what they've seen of you might also influence, but that's still through their lens of what that experience was or what they witnessed. And that might be a part of the advice. That's all I was going to say.
You know what? All potential really is when Raven would have the visions beforehand, and it didn't happen yet. Like, none of it happened yet. And she's seeing the entire thing play out. She's like, all right, it's going to happen this way. And then when the rest of the episode she's doing everything either to prevent it or to
make it happen.
Yeah, and then it ends up happening, but not exactly how she thought it was gonna happen. But it's just, I just think now it's like, it's just like a vision of what the future could be. Yeah.
And the only reason that it's still, or that it happened in those ways is because she put energy behind it. It just wasn't necessarily the energy that was needed to make it exactly what she envisioned, you know. So, but I don't know. Potential is an interesting thing. When I, what was you about to say? I was going to say, when I saw this thread, I don't know, I just never seen this perspective before.
I thought she was going to say, I never seen this picture of Terrence Howard.
So let me tell you, I thought it was a video.
Man, that's funny.
Because I seen this weeks ago. I thought it was a video. When I sent it to them, it was a picture of Terrence Howard. Was he
sitting there thinking? He looked like he was thinking of me.
Oh, I gotta see what it is. I'm gonna pop the video of the picture in here. But that's all I was like, I think this don't look like it's a video. But yeah, he was, let me see what it looked like.
That don't look like thinking, that looks like shock.
Yeah, that's like a disheveled type of, I didn't know this could be like this. What is happening?
I was going to say, with potential, the people who be giving advice or the people who be projecting, they'll never take into account of anything outside. So, like, if we sticking on Star Search, the future, like, you, like Star Search is dwindling.
Right.
So you want me to go on Star Search that's not going to be here next year.
Right.
Instead of, like, you got to make it make sense. That's my thing. It don't be making sense. Like, the information, like, people don't be taking into account where what the world is headed.
Yeah. I also think, I don't always think it's a future thing. I think, because if somebody who has done the thing that you're trying to do sees potential in you, it's probably because they're seeing, which is again going back to what we said, seeing themselves in you, and they're seeing remnants of where they could have been had they been more disciplined, if they would have not went left instead of right. Mm-hmm. I think that's also when it comes to people saying, like, I see potential in you. It's them seeing you as a mirror or seeing you as a reflection of their younger self.
Or if they knew that it was an option to do this.
I was also going to say, how often do y'all get people who've done what you're doing give you advice on your potential?
I don't know that I've ever... Yeah. I've ever... had somebody or met somebody that's doing what I'm doing and gave me advice, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Not often, but I also think that was my own fault. I think I hadn't put myself in positions where I could be with people who were doing the thing that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think It hasn't happened as often because I wasn't pursuing what I needed to pursue to the degree that I needed to.
But I don't think people who actually do what you do give you advice on what you should do with your potential. I feel like it's more of like you get little gems. So I'm not trying to guide you so you can be me. I just want you to be better at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you might get like an exercise, or if we talking about basketball, before everybody knew how to do crossover, it's like, oh, how you do that move? It's not like, do this, you got to talk to this person. It's, oh, just boom, boom. Like, they answer the questions that you have. I don't feel like they're projecting. I feel like they answer the questions that you have with expertise.
To be honest, I don't even think they answer the questions. I think they put you in position for you to answer your own question.
Yeah.
And I think when the people who you're looking up to see potential in you, it's not even really advice. It's just like, hey, it would behoove you to watch out for this. Mm-hmm. It's just like a heads up, like a little extra warning sign, like a little check engine light, mm-hmm. just in case.
When you see that sign, mm-hmm. don't turn down. Yeah. If it's gonna tell you to turn, don't turn. And yeah. keep it at that. It's not like, yeah, if I was you, you should, or you could do. It's like, hey, yeah, like you said, just watch out, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
No ditty parties.
But but I'll see because... Woo, yeah. Don't shit. I mean, Cam Williams said, listen, if you have, he said, you got to tell him no. You got to, I think it's that. And I also think, like, sometimes, I think they even do their best. I'm trying to think about even times where I've been and like, somebody's asked me for advice. I really do my best to not even give you enough of, like, hey, you should do this. I'd rather tell you what I've experienced and let you see if it lines up. Because once I start telling you, hey, don't do this, either you're going to do it and you're not going to ask why, or you're going to ask why and not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to be like, I don't, why? And it's like, all right, you told me don't go down that street. You didn't tell me why. So I'm like, all right, cool. He ain't tell me why. So let me just go ahead and do it. And it's like, you didn't tell me that I was going to get mauled by a bear around the corner. I wouldn't have done it if you would have said danger. But you didn't say danger. You just said don't go around the corner. Like, what is that? What is that doing for me? So I think the people who do a great job of giving advice are the ones who lead you to the answer to your own questions.
I think that there's different ways of doing it. So like you said, with the exercises, or the exercise also lead you to that thing, but it's a way of helping you find you along whatever your journey is supposed to look like. But I think that comes from that level of expertise that you were talking about of, I've done this already, and the goal is never to make you another me. I think a lot of people who are giving advice from a perspective of, like, I've never done that and I've never been in your shoes, but if I would do it like this, or that's something that I wish I did. A lot of times it's a thing of, like, I didn't walk that road, so I don't know that this isn't copy and paste for everybody. Or I thought it was, I just didn't do it, so I didn't find out that it wasn't copy and paste. So just, like, thinking of it from that perspective of it is interesting. But I also think that potential is a projection whether you've experienced it or not. Just because if you've experienced it or walked that road, you're looking at the person like, I see something in you that I saw in myself that I acted on. But like you were saying, like in Dragon Ball Z, I don't remember what character you said.
Oh, someone Gohan. He was,
okay,
yeah, he
was. I wasn't sure if it was Gohan or Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Gohan said, like, you could do this.
Oh, Goku said that to Gohan.
Okay, yeah, Goku
man.
Said
yeah,
it.
My man.
I thought you said Gohan said it to Goku.
Nah, oh, pretty much, last night.
Who was the
yeah.
daddy?
So, Goku was, Gohan was like, Dad, you can go harder. And Goku was like, no, I'm going as hard as I can. He was like, you comparing me to you. I don't got no more gears left. You got two.
Right. So, sometimes it's like that type of thing. Sometimes it's not like that. I'm that far ahead of you that I'm just like, oh, I don't got no more gears left. But sometimes it's like, you got potential. And I feel like if you actually put some action behind this, you could push me further too. And you could push yourself even further than me. Like, we could push each other type of thing.
But it's different when you're able to work with the person giving you advice based on potential.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate.
A lot of people who projecting what they would do if they were in your shoes,
mm-hmm.
they have no intention of doing anything that you're doing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, like, it's different if we both in the same
field
or industry, and then you, like we working together. Like, we're getting iron sharpens iron. So, mm-hmm. we working together. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm better than you or you're better than me. All right, say the person with the wisdom, the person without the wisdom is, all right, the student and the teacher. The student has a lot more potential than the teacher, but the teacher is still actively doing what the student is doing. So the teacher is able to give them the wisdom, and it could even be a thing of like passing a torch type of thing. It's like a sensei, Karate mm-hmm. Kid. So when I looked at when I seen the question or heard the question, it's a thing of, I immediately thought of people who aren't doing what you're doing or anything close to what you're doing. They're just seeing your potential.
You are.
I was just going to say, I think the thing with that is that a lot of times, like you were saying, you didn't put yourself in situations where you were able to encounter people that were in the same industry that could potentially like give you the advice that you needed. I was just going to say, I think that a lot of times the advice that any of us receive, anybody, no matter what industry you're in, whether you're a creative or not, a lot of times the advice that we receive is not from somebody that's in our industry.
I feel like a lot of times, like in our environment, mm-hmm. we the only ones who do such and such. So like y'all was saying, we'll intentionally find people who are
doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, or even who can help us get better. Because I was going to say musically, we haven't been doing stuff based off our potential. We're doing stuff based off comfort. Mm-hmm. So we're meeting and interacting with people who are nowhere near our potential.
But they're where our comfort zone is. They're
where our comfort zone is. So there's no way that we could actually get better until we put ourselves around people who actually doing what we actually do.
I agree with that.
That's fair. I was going to say...
Let that sink in. Jive turkey.
I was going to say, I also think like and this kind of touches on what you guys were talking about, but I think the negative side of it is the people who are watching and they're like, oh, why didn't he do X, Y, and Z, right? And it's like, I learned something from Rick Rubin's book. I think it was Rick Rubin's book. He was saying, like, pretty much don't rob the world of a better artist by not putting the thing out, right? Because you're in the background talking about what somebody could be doing and with what they should be doing, right? And it's like, if that potential is in you to do it, and if you see it, like, you see where they can go, they don't see it. You may have the ability to do that thing. You just haven't went out there and done it. So I think on the negative side of it, it's like there's a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, he should blah, blah. LeBron should blah, blah, blah. Bronny should blah, blah. And it's like, I mean, there may very well be somebody who's saying that from a place of like, nah, like I could do that better, but you're not doing it at all. So what you're left with is the people who are doing it. And if there is somebody better, we don't get a chance to see it because you're holding it back.
Yeah, I was just going to say, based off your, whatever the word is that you just said, not the word that you said, but your analogy mm-hmm. or your
statement
mm-hmm. example, it made me think of a movie. So like when you in the movies and the people be yelling at the screen, the story already written. Mm-hmm. Like there's mm-hmm. an ending to this story. You're just yelling at the screen. Mm-hmm. It's like it's not about to change anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you can write a better story, then write it and give it to the world so that we can all experience better. Because there's a lot of people who have comments about what this could be, where this, oh, it could be so much better. This ending was terrible, blah, blah. If you can make a better ending, then make a better ending, right? But until you end up doing it, this is what we're left with. So it's like the criticism doesn't mean anything. It's like this is, and on that side, you end up being the waste of potential. It's not them, it's you. Because if you see something that could be improved and you don't improve on it, like if you see that this thing could be better and nobody else sees it could be better and you don't say anything, that's not on everybody else. That's on you. Like, so I think on the negative side of like not actualizing potential, like I think there's a lot of people who comment because they feel like maybe they're wasting their own potential. They don't realize it, but they feel like they're wasting their own potential.
I never thought about it like that. That's good stuff. Y'all got some great perspectives.
You know, as artists, the value that we give is perspective.
That's very true. I'm going to write that somewhere so y'all can remember that. But, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to also say two things. I got a question. I like that quote.
That's a being breezy.
I was gonna say that also,
I be telling myself that all the time. Strategy guide, and I be trying to figure out as an artist, how do I give people value? If I'm not teaching them how to do what I do, what makes my stuff valuable? And it's literally, it go back to storytelling. And it's just like my perspective. So that's how we got the Lonely Loner to Lonely Love Letters to the paintings that's going to correlate with that. And it's all one topic. But being lonely is my perspective. Yeah. Like feeling lonely, alone, is my perspective. But I'm hopeful.
Yeah, and I was going to say...
Hit it!
In the...
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Let it take you.
I know it ain't easy, but that's okay, because we're humble.
That's a great song, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Shout out Twista. Shout out Faith Evans.
Twista was in that song.
Yeah, that was, I think that was his song. Shout out Coach Carter. Yeah. Shout out Samuel L. Jackson.
Shout out all the black movies.
Yeah, of course, of course.
It's still Black History Month here. Black History Year. Black History Lifetime. The songs!
That man just throwing everything out there. What I was going to say to piggyback off of your statement.
Compilation.
As artists, yeah, that's really what it
that's
felt
how
like.
My videos be.
It was a compilation. But I was going to say, piggybacking off of your statement, that as artists, the greatest value we can give is perspective. One of the things that I've been telling myself was that the greatest gift that I can give is the gift of my own perspective, right? Or the greatest perspective I can give is my own. And it, like, one of the things that I learned as I was going into like the storytelling thing was people buy things when they see how well you mirror their perspective as well. So like, the reason why some of your favorite songs are some of your favorite songs is because they've done such a great job of displaying a perspective that resonates with you. And if you can do that, people will feel connected to you. So just understanding like how powerful our own perspective is. You have to put your perspective in. And it's like, even when you're trying to give somebody else's perspective, all it is, which is going back to the whole point, is an imagined version of their perspective through your perspective. Yeah. So you might as well just give your perspective, because even if you're trying to imagine
what this scenario would be.
It's really not a real, it's not the genuine perspective, because you're just imagining what you would be like in the other perspective.
Yeah.
And the last thing I was going to say, it was just a question. I was going to say, do you guys feel like you've been actualizing your potential?
All right, going back to what you just said before, I also had, a realization about perspective within the past week or so. Just like, I don't know, just felt like a reminder from God that my perspective actually matters, and that I've been discrediting my perspective because... I don't know. Sometimes you think that, okay, well, my story doesn't look like how sometimes you hear certain artists' stories are, or like even like their dating life or their experiences in other areas don't look that way. But I still have a story to tell, right? And like my perspective matters, and there are other people that have this perspective, even if I feel like maybe not, but I'm sure that there are other people that have this perspective in particular ways. So I had that download as well. But the question that you asked was, do we feel like we have been actualizing our potential? Mm-hmm. I feel like over the past few years, I have started to. But how we talked about, I don't know what episode it was, we were talking about these side missions. Mm. I be taking so many random side missions that I don't realize are side missions. So I've been having to unlearn a lot of things, because taking the side missions have been like a habit of mine, and I didn't realize it was distracting and derailing me from what I was actually supposed to be doing. So I think that I have been slowly and increasing in speed actualizing my potential. And I think with me taking the few months to rest that I just did, I think that really showed me what I'm supposed to be doing for real, and that I'm ready to actually do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, I'm actualizing to the best of my ability at this moment. I too suffer with side missions.
I thought he was about to say, I don't know why, it just sounded like one of them commercials. I do. Yo, it's like he's about to be like, even you can prevent forest fires. That's what it felt like. Only you can stop prevent forest fires.
I too have suffered with, I was like, suffered with what? Side missions.
Said side mission syndrome.
I was getting that's good.
You know what I'm saying? You on the mission. And you're like, no, that's a nice little side mission.
Squirrel. That's hold what on. You feeling like.
It's like, wow, I can live here forever. It's like, no.
I hate it here now.
It's like the main mission. They still need you to save Peach from Bowser. Mario still need to go out there and save the damsel. Don't forget about the damsel in the streets. You're out here chilling, fighting other animals. The princess. Get the dang damsel. My bad.
Side mission. I'll be on side missions because I feel like the main thing be taking too long to get to, like, to get to what I deem as the end. So let me do this side mission, get a little extra.
Yo, hearing that out, just hearing that after doing the whole damsel, like, being like, hey, yo, Peach. Hey, yo, listen. This is taking too long. This ain't too long. Let me go ahead and do something. Like, I'm still in distress. It's taking too long. I got to get power. I got to break blocks. I got to get mushrooms. Yeah. It was like, I done made a friend in Yoshi. Can we do something? Like, can we speed this up? Like, that's crazy.
I hearing you say that out loud, that's literally how I be feeling.
Yeah, like, it's taking too long.
Because I'd be like, it can't possibly be taking this long. Let me go do this other thing right quick.
Let me go get a job.
Or let me start coaching people. Or do it just be a lot of other things. And it'd be like, then you talk to God, and God be like, bro, I just told you to create.
Yeah, but I was also going to say, what's been helping me is learning. Or reminding myself that the like joy is in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I get to do the things that I want to do.
Even like, the side mission.
Even today, I don't want to do a side mission. Even today, like, or the other day, I was just so happy that I painted. Like, I was able to paint. Like, I was just thinking about that. Like, wow, I got to paint today.
That's
why. I wanted, like, I was enjoying it. I started a new song. Like, just carving out the gum line of the mold that I did, that was amazing. Like, that was amazing.
I thought you was going to say carving out the time. And then when you said gum, I was like, hold on, wait. Yeah. This is not where I thought we was going.
He said carving out the gum line. I was like, what was you doing? Carving out your gum line. You don't need to do that with the floss. Go to the dentist. They do the little gum thing and scrape the thing. You don't got to do that. Now I was like, I'm talking about molds. My bad.
I got the tools now.
Yeah, I see.
Do you feel like you're actualizing your potential?
I think I am now. I think there was a time where I was... So I didn't have side mission syndrome, mm-hmm. right? It was main mission obsession, right? All right. I was only obsessed about the main mission. I didn't even know. I was like, hey, we don't do side missions. It's taken away from the main mission. It's all main mission. And then one day, God was like, you know, you can do some side missions. They kind of help develop you as a kid. Like, you're supposed to meet somebody along the journey. You know, take a few days here, reset, regroup, change your outfit. This is when you in the game, and you can update your outfit a little bit. Like, I didn't mean for you to go through this whole thing. Just purpose mission all day. It's gonna be there, but you know. So I was doing the opposite. So now I think I'm actualizing it. And of course, you know, enjoying the side missions that come up as my aim is still there.
Yeah,
I'm still walking. Hey man, nice to meet. I'm glad I was able to make a friend for this day that I'm here. Oh. I'm not staying here for 30 days. Now they can't even accommodate me because I eat plant-based. This is a lot going on, right? So this was only supposed to be a day. Let me get a day and then get back to it. Enjoy while you're here and then get back to it.
I think I had a mixture of the two. So I had side mission syndrome. So my side missions, they were supposed to be a day, but they were 3 months. And then I had a main mission obsession. So I would lock in, just lock in main mission, focus. And then a side mission would come along randomly. And I would say no to a bunch of side missions. And then I would get tired because I would have that main mission obsession. Mm-hmm. I would burn myself out. And then, all right, well, time for a side mission because this moving too slow, clearly. And I done burnt out. So what else I'm going to do? Let's go regroup over here for 15 years and then come back again.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. 15 years is a long time. That's but y'all know what I'm saying.
Side mission. Woo!
That's like when you miss your exit and you say the next exit 25 miles.
Like, yo.
But yeah, it was like, it felt like that though. Like, and it would just take me a while to get back. But that was before I knew about like burnout and before I knew about self-care and all that stuff. So like you said, doing a little bit of side mission while you're on the way to the main mission versus being like, mm-hmm. stop at the gas station. You don't got to move into a new town over here when you're trying to move. You're supposed to be going this way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you got any more questions?
Nah, that's all I got today.
You got any more thoughts?
All thought out.
Alright, so sorry.
Got any more answers?
I'm all answered out today. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
Comment below and let us know your thoughts. Do you feel like potential is real? Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And join our Patreon so you can watch this podcast live and early and join in on the conversation. We really love when you guys do that. So definitely join the Patreon. The link is in the description, as along with all of the other things that we have going on, that we're doing, that you can buy. You know, some things are from our side missions and then some things are from our main missions. But we appreciate you guys for joining us for another episode. I'm Shaquoia D.
Badman Breezing to Ear.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And if you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked on the screen over here. And yeah, we'll see you next time. Bye!
Adios!
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me one another J.
Ah, get on my face. Ah, get on my face. Get on my
get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.